It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Are you looking for consistency in MLB? Then look no further than David Hess at winnersandwiners.com. 63% so far on totals in Major League Baseball. He's got a total today. Text VSiN to 320-350-3500 to get that. Text VSiN 320-350-3500.
All right, let's start this hour. We're talking Game 3 NBA Finals tonight. Golden State at Boston Celtics, laying 3.5 points. Total is 212 here at Circa Sports. Here he is, the early riser himself. Ray Ratto joins us, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
None of your business.
Very good. Very good. Good to have you on the program again. We appreciate it.
Always a treat.
I asked this question before the end of the last hour, so I'll ask you here. Who do you trust tonight on the Warriors, not named Steph Curry?
I think, but who do I trust is kind of a vague definition, but I would say the guy I probably would trust the most is Andrew Wiggins.
Mm.
The reason why I don't say Green is because I don't know whether the officials are going to sort of make him an example. You know, if he gets into foul trouble, he's a different player, like every player is. Whereas with Wiggins, you know what you're going to get night in and night out. You know, his worst night, he'll have 12. His best night, he'll have 22. Usually he's right around 17. And he'll defend hard all night. And that's really sort of the thing that the Warriors have that I think Boston doesn't, which is they've got four or five guys that fall into that category. And as long as all four of them don't, you know, at least as long as two of them perform, they'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Great point about the officiating. I could see Green getting two fouls in the first 5 minutes. That is an excellent point. Now, how about Clay? We've talked about it much of this show, and it's been a big talking point about will old Clay show up? And he was great in the two closeout games against Memphis and the Dallas series. Is it just so hard to come back from this injury, and this is who he is now, and maybe you hope to get 15 from him? Where are you at with Thompson?
I think 15 would be low, only because he has not been, like, universally awful game in and game out. He does, like you say, he spikes and ebbs. So I wouldn't be surprised if he had a decent game tonight. The problem with him is you don't know. You know, if if he was awful all the time, you could sit him. And if he was great all the time, you could play him 40 minutes. But, you know, when they played him throughout the fourth quarter, that blowout, it was clear that they're looking at him and saying, you know what, this guy needs, he needs a sprint. You know, he needs to work this out, and he needs to work it out on the floor. So I think they recognize that it's more than just, you know, a bad patch. And they're figuring, you know what, we're not going to sit him. So we better just see if he can untrack himself. Because I think with his shot more than anything else, when he's feeling it, he's preposterously good. But game two, he wasn't feeling it at all. And that was even in garbage time. So I don't know what to make of him from game to game anymore. He'll have a game like he had in game six, but I don't know, you know, I don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah, that's pretty much my same thought process. I'm glad you brought that up because we mentioned that a couple of times today. So that's not a reach because I know Kerr said after the game he's not concerned about Clay, but to have him out there, Ray, in the fourth quarter of that blowout, that was kind of my same feeling, like, man, hopefully he can find a shot right now.
Yeah, Steve Kerr is committed to Clay Thompson in ways that, you know, you wish your wife was committed to you. You know, he is not, he has an investment in Thompson's heart that is, I think, unusual in modern day sports. And I don't think that there's any point at which he won't play him his normal minutes. But he also knows that the thing that's ailing Thompson from time to time in these playoffs is not something that, you know, you could bring him in and show him video and say, see, this is what you're doing wrong. You know, he just has to, go out on the green and putt and just keep putting until he gets the feel back.
What was your takeaway from game one? Did you agree with Kerr and Green that, well, we were in control and they just made threes and we were lazy on defense? Or was it that Boston got open, wide open looks, and White hit some tough shots and they had the epic fourth quarter? I mean, do you think Golden State should be up 2-0, or do you think it was more of Boston taking it in game one?
No, I think Boston took it. You know, you don't get to, you know, get outscored by that much in the fourth quarter and claim you had control, because
right,
control to me means that the other team can never get any traction. And the fact is, you know, Boston was never so far away from them that they couldn't get back in, because 12 is the new six. You know, if you're up by 12, it's the same as if 5 years ago you were up by 6 points, because 12 is not an insurmountable lead by any stretch. Mm-hmm. 20 isn't anymore. So, yeah, I don't think they were dominating that game. They were working hard to keep, you know, Boston at arm's length, but, you know, they didn't do a nearly good enough job on the other guys. They were willing to try to clamp down on Tatum, but the other guys had free run of the arena. Mm. And the difference in game two was that they spent a lot more time worrying about the other guys and less time worrying about Tatum. So I would suspect they're going to try that again tonight. I don't know how much success they're going to have, but the idea that Al Horford goes from 26-2 in back-to-back games, and that, you know, that Marcus Smart goes from like 17-2. I mean, I think mostly what this series has been so far is proof that only one guy has had two good games in a row and everybody else is God knows what.
I think that's completely fair. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Ray Ratto, our guest, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. So if they had, Ray, legalized sports betting in California, and you had sportsbook apps all over your phone, and you saw the Celtics laying 3.5 tonight, total of 212, how would you bet it?
The Warriors were always a pretty nice under bet this year, but I think 212 might be kind of low. I'm inclined to think I'd lay off the total, and I'd give the 3.5, because I think this series is going 7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't trust that anybody's going to have free run of the building except for Curry. And he's, you know, he's in that groove that Thompson has been trying to find and that Curry has sort of faded in and out of all year long. But right now he's as wired as he's been all year. And I think when that's true, I don't know who corrals him, because he's running around as free as ever. He finds the seams with greater ease than I thought he would. And I think he's the one guy in this series who isn't a wild card yet.
Yeah, so I think Boston wins tonight. I think the Warriors come back and get him in game four. Because, I mean, it really is astonishing when you think about it. Under Steve Kerr, they won a playoff series on the road, 26 consecutive series. And then we're going to go back tied at 2 apiece to San Francisco for game five.
I think you've nailed it. But I think that if the Warriors win game three, they'll lose game four.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
So mm-hmm. I think we're going back 2-2. In fact, there should be a federal law that says we go back 2-2, because this series needs to go seven.
Yep. Yep.
I haven't been enough seventh games this year.
Yep. Since we have you here and it's been in the news, what do you think happens with Garoppolo and who starts week one for the 49ers?
Oh, Lance is going to start.
Oh, he's going to start? Okay.
I think they're too committed to him not to. And they've made it as clear as they can that they want to move Garoppolo. The problem that they've got is his arm's still in a sling. And now they are in a position where they have to wait to see which other quarterback on which other team is going to, run into a wall in training camp, which means their options about moving him are relatively limited. Mm. I think there's a feeling that, Kyle Shanahan has to figure out whether they made a mistake with Lance or not. And the only way you're going to do that is by giving him the job. Unless he's awful in training camp, because everybody thought that Lance would have the job last year and Shanahan didn't like what he saw, whatever that was, whether he wasn't practicing well enough or the offense was too arcane for him. I thought Shanahan was going to have to be proven that, that Lance could take the job from Garoppolo, and Lance didn't do that. I think this year it seems to be reversed, at least based on their rhetoric, that I think they want Lance to be the starter. And the question is, what do they do with the $26 million backup?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the field is relatively clear for Lance, and then he's got to hold the job. And if the 49ers' worst-case scenario happens, they have Garoppolo's backup.
Mm-hmm. Ray,
I mean, that seems weird, but that's what the 49ers do. That's what they are.
We have 30 seconds here. So they are going to go from a team that had a 17-7 lead on the road against the Rams to go to the Super Bowl with Garoppolo to a team that will win how many games with Lance if he's a full-time starter?
I'm going to guess 8, because I think there is a natural fall-off unless your brand-new quarterback is like of Aaron Rodgers-type quality.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they win more than 8, I think, if their defense is mega elite. And that means they have to fix their secondary as well as mm-hmm. everything else they've already got. I thought that they were toast after 8 games last year. So take everything I say with about a metric ton of salt.
Okay, will do. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Rado Indy. You're the best. Thanks, pal.
You guys are pretty.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Ball in the first five, cashes again, 2-1. Maroon scores 2 minutes in, and he was 25-1 to score the first goal at Bet Rivers. The exact score, 4-1 Tampa, was 20-1. MLB favorites continue to hit 61% on the season. One dog, though, the Rockies were plus 215 and beat the Giants, and the Yankees own the Twins. They pummeled Minnesota 10-4. They're 71-28 against them, going back since 2014, 15, and 16-2 run, going back all time, well, not all time, but in the playoffs. And the Twins have had good teams, playoff teams, and the Yankees do this to them every year, and you can get Nasty Nestor at about $1.60 today, too, going back against the Twins.
Well, I mean, the Twins are probably at least decent this year and off to a really bad, you know, result here this year against the Yankees again.
Yep. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Great videos today, usually great videos always. And a good mix. I love this one. This dog that's rebounding for the owner, shooting in the street, shooting hoops. This to jump up with his nose and pass it back to him every single time and how he's trained. And he sits under the hoop and waits. And the guy knocks it down or misses. And he, bam, right back to him, jumps up and passes him the ball. And as you said, he throws up a brick here. And right. The ball goes down the street and the dog doesn't
move. Not going to go get it. The discipline. Knowing your role, right? Oh, man. This dog is so super trained and really man's best friend again.
Yep.
You know what? We need to keep this video in mind when we do the end of year dog video list.
Yeah.
It has to be on there.
Yeah. Passing it right to him every single time. Yep. This was off Vancouver Island. Look at the whale. A blue whale was spotted yesterday, the largest animal to ever grace the planet. The largest dinosaur weighed 85 tons. Some male blue whales weigh as much as 200 tons. A blue whale's heart is 6 feet wide and weighs 400 pounds. Look at that picture. If you see this, whether it's a canoe or boat, whatever the hell it is, and that thing is, it's right out of the last Jurassic Park with that damn thing when the guy's surfing. The size of that monster.
I kind of hope it's a yacht.
Oh,
God. Put it in perspective how big that whale is.
Right. Imagine.
That'd be a tugboat. I don't know. I can't tell from here.
Underneath you. Right. Couple of them. I'll win some. Good to be Snoop Dogg, right? He's everywhere now with these commercials. He was asked in an interview, did you watch the Johnny Depp trial? He says, no, I was too busy being Snoop Dogg. But he employs a full-time blunt roller who makes between $40,000 and $50,000 a year. Snoop chimed in on Twitter. Inflation, their salary went up. Yeah. Interesting gig. You got to be on it, though.
Well, I mean,
you're always on call with him.
As much as he partakes?
Yeah.
How much time would he have to waste in his day to do that full-time, right?
Sure. Absolutely. So. One, lose some. Adon and the Nats, they're 1-11 in games started by Adon. And that sucker was over early. What was it, 10-0 in the third inning?
Yes.
As he got lit up again. Volume all the way up. Definitely a lose some. This is unacceptable. I retweeted it yesterday. Stacy sent this in. 8 in the morning. 8 in the morning, right outside.
I think 8's okay.
You really?
I think it's fine.
Oh, boy. They would get me every fine. Monday at 7:30 with the leaving.
7:30?
Cutting the grass at my, touch early. Place. Yeah. Absolutely. That's unfortunate. Cape Cod, guy's frolicking out on the beach, little walk, and he comes into the bathroom and barefoot after hanging out on the beach. It's vomit-inducing because he's got... Oh, God. The guy's standing at the urinal barefoot.
And look at how dirty the floor is.
Yes.
That, and also, it's nice out, in Cape Cod right now. Sweatshirt around the waist. I wear a hoodie to the beach because, like, California beaches can be a little chilly, but it's a weird combination here.
Yeah, lose some John Elway as well. That was kind of a Bobby Bonilla part two. His final year, Pat Bowlen offered him a deferred salary if he wanted to buy in and own a piece of the team. And he said no, and it cost him about $800 million in light of what happened yesterday, or the other day, with the being sold for over $4 billion. Is this a lose sum? One of the writers said Ted Lasso's season 3, and that's it, kaput.
I'm okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, because here's the problem. This show peaked right away in season 1. It was so good, and it's exactly what everybody needed during the pandemic. Unbelievable start to that show. Season 2, still very good, fell off a little bit. We don't need a lot of shows to last 5, 6, 7, 8 years because what happens? What's the problem? At some point, it's going to be like, okay, enough's enough. They didn't know what to do, went in a bad direction. The writing wasn't as good.
Seinfeld, they ran out of ideas.
Eventually, that happens.
They had a long run, 8, 9 seasons, whatever it was. But
so if you can be like amazing for 3 seasons and then end it, I'm happy with that.
Back into season 2.
Of Lasso?
Yeah.
Some weird moments.
Yep. Some bad beats. The Brewers $1.10. Wouldn't you know it? We talk about him, then Hader blows it. His streak of 40 consecutive appearances without giving up a run comes to an end. 2-1 in the ninth. He gives up 2 home runs, and the Phillies win yet again. That's 5 in a row since they whacked Girardi. Rangers-Guardians game 2 over 9. It's 5-3 in the sixth. 6-3 final, and the alt-under in the hockey game, 4.5 plus 195. It's 3-0 late. The Rangers score, and then the empty net goal with less than 10 seconds left in that one. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more, betrivers.com. Over 350 different ways to bet the game tonight. Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Let me run this by you. Tweet from @FilmUpdates. You know who Julia Garner is?
Oh. Cooking show?
She was Ruth in Ozark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know her. I didn't know her name until right now,
right,
actually.
Okay.
She has officially been cast to portray Madonna in the pop star's upcoming biopic. I would actually ask, who else could it be? I'm looking at a picture. Look at this. They look exactly alike.
Well, if she's done up that way.
Look at it. She looks exactly like Madonna in the early years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
A spitting image.
Interesting.
I think she'll probably hit it out of the park. She's a great actress.
I thought she was a little annoying. The back end of that show. with the character.
Those are, just, to my point, though, this the show went on a little bit too long.
Yeah.
And how about this one now? How about this? TMZ Sports had this. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, transforming into Phil Knight and Sonny Vaccaro for the first time on Monday. Jennifer Lopez popped by, to say hello to Phil Knight, played by Ben Affleck. Movie coming out about those two characters.
Wow.
That'll be good. That'll be really good.
And she's good, too. She looks terrific.
Oh, she's 50 years old.
I know.
Look at that.
She is something.
Amazing.
Yep. Well, I'm telling you, that movie still comes on once in a while. God damn, I'm blanking on it now. She plays a stripper. She's awesome in that movie. So good, J-Lo. True story, too.
Isn't it called Hustle or...
Hustler.
Hustlers?
Drugging guys, going in the back room, running their credit cards.
Oh, I've never watched it.
Still haven't seen it?
No, I totally forgot about it. It's good.
She's very good. I thought she was robbed by not getting nominated.
Really?
She's very good in that movie. True story as well. Excellent.
Totally blinked on the movie till you brought it up now.
Yep, very good.
All right.
She's been in a lot of things. Her resume. She's done a lot. Fly Girl and everything.
Okay, so we're going to have our in-pocket plays coming up in approximately 20 minutes. I did break down yesterday, and I made two future bets in the NFL. So now I think I have three or four bets in the NFL. That's it. You can probably guess what they were based on what's in the news.
I think this one book is, I'm shocked they haven't moved the odds. It's how long is the suspension now going to be? And what's the hold up now? I mean, it's just, I'm with you. I'm with your thinking.
So, when you see a headline in the New York Times that says 66 women, that's the number now?
That's confirmed. That's probably more than 100, they guessed.
Yeah, right. Yep. 66 confirmed women Deshaun Watson received messages from in a 17-month period, plus what the Texans did, too.
What is this now? They were in on it?
They knew about it, evidently.
They had NDAs were ready to go?
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on. Now, that's the biggest smoking gun there ever is. The ND. Why do you need an NDA to get a massage? What are you up to? They're all I have the same thing about what he had in mind, according to all the women. He's going in for some hanky panky and wants more than a massage.
I don't know how. I mean, the Texans. They're not going to get in trouble for this now.
They have to.
They knew
about it, and
based on what the lawyer said too recently.
Endings. Bet Rivers Sportsbook, your home for big game 3 tonight. Boston and Golden State, and 3's the magic number. When you bet on any player's total 3-pointers prop bet, you get a free bet for every 3 made in the game. Bet on the 3's in game 3 and score yourself free bets. Make your bets at BetRivers.com or the BetRivers app. Couldn't wait to suspend Ridley. They couldn't wait. And now they're twiddling their thumbs as God knows how high the number's going to get here on Watson. Can't wait to talk to Bob Ryan up next. Legend in the New England. NBA historian. I want to ask him to compare Curry and Bird as well. And you won't believe what Cedric Maxwell said about Draymond Green. And we'll see if Bob agrees with what Cedric said after game 2. Straight ahead. VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Jeff Siegel coming off a winning Preakness pick. Now you can get a $25 free bet to follow him in Saturday's Belmont Stakes. All you have to do is sign up for First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses, promo code LV Belmont. Joined by the legend Bob Ryan, ESPN and the Boston Globe to go over the NBA Finals. I loved your last tweet. Appreciate the time, sir. But your tweet is spot on about no carryover, no momentum. This is going to be a different game every time we step on a court here.
If you want Exhibit A, go back to the Dallas series in the other conference when they had 4 consecutive games decided by 25 points, 2 of which they won and 2 of which they lost. So, the defense rests, the prosecution rests, I should say.
Yes.
And then you watch what's been going on. I've watched the Celtics playoffs, and there is absolutely no connection whatsoever between one game to the next. Everyone starts off and home road, they've been notoriously weak at home and good on the road. So that doesn't even factor or make any sense.
Yes. So the 86 Celtics only lost one home game the whole year. Well, how does that
come?
You go ahead.
Oh, that was a whole different matter. Look, I'm among those who believe it was the best team of all time for one season in the three-shot mania era. The game has changed dramatically. We know it is not the same game. But in the old days, before the three became the currency and not, you know, a little bit part of the deal, that was a powerful team. And that year, they were, once they hit their stride, they were almost invincible. And they were undefeated at home. That, I mean, one game, one loss. They lost to Portland.
Yep. Now, Ty, how does that compare? I know it goes back quite a few years, but this Golden State run, that 26 consecutive playoff series, they have won at least one road game.
Oh, I'm very impressed with that, and I'm very impressed with them. And this is they're the team of this era, you know, just as the Spurs were the team of the first part of the 21st century in the NBA, you know, with the championships, and the Warriors have been in the last decade. They've been the preeminent team, and they're back again with that core group of Curry, Thompson, and Green, and Curry's coach. And I'm very impressed with them. But the game has changed so dramatically. You can't emphasize enough how different. When you have a situation, for example, in game one, there were 173 shots taken. And I forget whether it was 87 threes and 86 twos or vice versa, but that was the breakdown. 87 one way, 86 the other. In 1986, that was incomprehensible. Games would go by with nobody making a three or only making one or two.
Yeah, how do you compare Curry to Bird? Because Bird said back in my day that was considered a bad shot if I took a three.
Well, it's different. If Larry were playing today, he would be in the way the game is today, he would be taking a lot more threes. Mm-hmm. And he was the first. He was really one of the first proponent of this, using it as a strategy. He used his three in the beginning of his career strategically. He in the fourth quarter when you needed a strategic three, he would do it. That kind of thing. It was the way the game was played. It wasn't the game. I mean, he did have one run though. In 1985-86, he had a road trip, and he went 25-34 on threes on that trip, which was a little warning to people what could happen. But he never got carried away. But I don't think he ever made more than five in a game, and I doubt if he ever took more than seven or eight in a game. And it was just not the way the game was thought. You know, Daryl Morey has changed everything. Daryl Morey, I call it the Daryl Moreyfication of basketball. You know, when he introduced the idea that the worst shot in basketball is the long two. Who deviates from that? Nobody. I mean, the three is the game.
So what do you know or think you know about the health of Robert Williams and Marcus Smart at this hour, or are you like almost everybody else? It's a total guessing game right now.
Yeah, it's a guessing game, except that we could see that Robert Williams was not 100% in the last game, and they need him to be 100% for the reach there, because they don't have obviously there's no replacement for him. He brings stuff to the table that they can't get anywhere else. And when he's out there and playing well, you just ask Bam Adebayo about that. You know how effective he can be. I mean, he's a game changer. He's a rim protector. He's great on the alley oops. And he's amazingly agile. And when he's fully healthy, he covers a lot of ground on defense. He's part of their whole defensive scheme. You know, they're a switching team, and part of the reason that it works is that if he gets stuck with a guard, he's not helpless. And most centers are.
Yeah, we saw that a couple of times when he was healthy, getting out there on Steph to block a couple of shots. And again, look no further. You brought up the Bam example when he was so good in that one game that Williams missed in the previous series. I would also look back at game two, Bob, because when Williams really wasn't on the court, that's when Looney played really well for the Warriors.
Right. Well, that just tells you what you need to know about it. So they need that. That makes them whole and you know, makes them dangerous. The thing with him for this since he came here has been keeping him on the court. We could see these flashes of what he could do, but he was hurt. This, that, the other thing, and this year he finally had a prolonged stretch of reasonably good health where he could play and you know, you can help dating how they turned it around in the middle of January for many reasons, but one of them was they were able to put Robert Williams on the court every night.
What do you think of Smart's health too? It appears
he's always got something because he plays so hard and I would almost say recklessly. He's not a dirty player, but he's a wild player. He's a crazy player, and he throws his body around, as Steph knows. And that play was not dirty, but it was reckless, I would say. You know, the one where Steph got hurt in the regular season game. But he's aggressive. There's two kinds of mentalities. There's football, hockey, and there's basketball, baseball. And when you put a guy into basketball with a football mentality, well, you know, you got something so special, and that's what he is, just as Draymond Green is.
There is a report Scott Foster is on the game tonight. Turnovers have been a huge problem in this series for Boston. Maybe if you thought they let Green get under their skin in the game two game, and you think if Foster could have an important role here, you could see Green going to the bench early in foul trouble.
Well, it would. The Celtics would have applauded that. But I'd say Green, he put a stamp on the game on the first possession. He tied up Horford for a jump ball on the Boston's first possession, and that set the tone. No, he's everybody knows what he's all about, and if he's allowed to, you know, and I think it's been well established that were that a regular season game, game two, he would have been thrown out, but. But that the you know, the understanding is clear. And by the way, I support it. It should take an awful lot, to throw out a key player of a playoff game. And but he would have had a second technical and therefore an automatic expulsion in a regular season. I don't think anyone will doubt that. I don't think the Warriors will doubt it. He won't doubt it. But he knew he could push the envelope real far, and he did, and he got away with it.
Cedric Maxwell said if he in the 80s he'd get knocked out if he played. Do you
agree?
Well,
no, that's, you know, older guys. So we always want to lionize the old days. He would fit it. What's the difference between him other than, I mean, in terms of this mentality and Maurice Lucas? There's no difference. Maurice Lucas was the same kind of player, except he was better because he was a better offensive player, but a shooter anyway. I mean, Green is a terrific adjunct to your offense. He can pass the ball, and he understands the game so well. But anyway, that's a little hyperbole from Max. Okay. I won't support that.
Okay. What do you expect tonight and the rest of the series, and who wins?
I mean, I felt from the start, look, I'm not good on predictions. I hate predictions, but I'm just say this. It's clear. It's been well established that the Celtics, when they turn it over recklessly, lose. When they don't, they win. I just think it's going to be, if they can keep from, you know, keep the ball and not turn the ball over. I think it was upwards of 30 points they gave away the other day. You can't win that way. They got away with it in game one because of that phenomenal fourth quarter. They did not get away with it in game two, and they won't get away with it anymore. Either if they keep turning the ball over. Now, give the Warriors credit. They forced some turnovers. They're a good defensive team, but I would say the majority of the turnovers were really indefensible turnovers on the part of the Celtics. Careless ball handling, bad passing. They gotta pay attention to that detail. And everybody knows it. Everybody's talking about it. Uh-huh. We've been talking about it for them for the whole playoffs, but it's really magnified in this series.
Tell everyone about your latest book, please.
Well, it's a book called In Scoring Position, 40 Years of a Love Affair with Baseball. It's written with the great historian and researcher, Bill Chuck. And Bill suggested this idea to me 2 years ago, knowing that I have every scorebook that I, since the beginning of the 1977 baseball season, when I was the beat man on the Red Sox that season. And I have the baseball writer scorebooks, and I have over 1,400 games scored at Major League, Minor League, National League, American League, playoffs, World Series, regular season. And even one college game that was rather amazing between Arizona State and North Carolina, a game that produced 9 future Major League players and 2 future Major League managers. So he said to me at the time, you got a book in this, all your scorebooks and all the stuff that's in there. And I said, no. And he said, no, run the idea by some people and see what they think. I did. I got a positive response. Ran it by my agent, Andrew Blauner, and he sold the book to Triumph Books. What it is this. We have 150 games accounted for here. You see the representation of the scorebook page from my actual scorebook on the top of the page. Then I write what it's all about. What is this? What happened here? Why am I doing this? What happened in this game? And what about this guy? And then Bill chimes in by fleshing it out with more additional information about the guy or historical relevance of the thing. And Bill's a very good writer too, so we complement each other well. And you know, we got oddities. I got, I don't know, I can give you a couple of specific examples of, you know, having your scorebook at the ready. In 1986.
With 10 seconds, sir.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's the name of the book. I'm going to put it this way. It's a great Father's Day gift for the baseball fan in your life, and there's no other baseball book like it. There's a lot of baseball books out there, but I promise you there's no other book like this one.
Awesome. There you go.
Thank you for the time, as always.
Thank you.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
Alrighty, here we go. Time for In Pocket Plays. Recapping what we did yesterday. Pirates, Tigers, first 5 under 3.5. That's actually a loser. Rain delay for several hours last night. They got to it. I think it was 4-2 into the fifth, so that's a loser. Pretty cold in baseball right now. Tough sport. Tough racket here.
It is.
I do have a bunch of games on the board today. I bet this last night. Rockies, Giants over 8.5. I laid $1.05 on that. I think it's either juice way beyond that or up to 9 now at most spots. It's Senzatella versus Cobb. We talked about this earlier in the show. Sensatella is 8-0 to the over so far this year, but also the Rockies are the best team in majors against lefties. They have outstanding numbers hitting, and they did it last night. They got back to Rodon. They won that game, so I like that game to go over 8.5. Grant Williams over 5.5 points tonight for the Celtics. Two other baseball plays. Got to do it again today. Yankees run line, Cortez against the Twins.
Yep.
So this will be 6-2 Twins early probably, but...
Not nasty, Nestor.
It's just, again, we talked about it a lot yesterday. Happened again. Taillon was not great. In fact, that was 5-4 late in the game. They eventually won 10-4, but they're just... The way that this team is rolling right now, the way they've owned the Twins, Judge another home run, Rizzo, Stanton, same thing. And Cortez is like the American League Cy Young winner right now. So I like that. And steam today on the Royals. They're horrible against lefties. Kikuchi's been pretty good. Blue Jays getting hot.
Bad period.
I laid $1.33 with the Blue Jays and two bets that I made in the Browns. I couldn't wait any longer. Here's how I approach it. This story came out in the New York Times yesterday afternoon. They're reporting that they found Watson booked appointments with at least 66 different women in 17 months, from 2019 to 2021. In fact, there was one woman who they talked to. She told the Times that Watson begged her to do certain things. And she said, quote, I specifically had to say, no, I can't do that.
All three times.
Yeah. And then I asked him, what is it like being famous? Like, what's going on? You're about to mess up everything. End of quote. She knew who he was, knew the quarterback of the Texans, and was like trying to tell the guy, you can't do this.
They have text messages, too. We'll do this. But his whole thing was, I'm trying to help out black businesses, support black businesses. Like, why are you booking? You're an NFL player. Like, what are you...
So can we go back to the page, please, quickly? Because I want to tell everybody how I bet it. Here's what I found yesterday in Las Vegas. And I did notice that the win total on the Browns, it was off the board at several shops, available at some, and the yes, no in the playoff. I bet Browns, no. Will they make the playoffs? I bet the no at plus 130. AFC is absolutely loaded. Division's very good. My thought is here, it's going to be a lot of games. At this point, it could be the season. Who knows? And if it is only 4 or 6 games, I'll be surprised by that.
Yeah.
But it's going to be Brissett right now as the starting quarterback. And then, you know what? Even if it is Watson for the remainder of the games, who's to say they're going to win 10 anyway? So I bet there's a prop in Las Vegas at William Hill. Will they win 10 or more games? I bet no plus 115. Good so fun. It's basically under 9.5 plus 115 is what I bet.
Don't dismiss Baker Mayfield. If they can kiss and make up, who's going to? No one wants him in that contract, right? They can somehow do that. Winner with a hockey game under. And I have plenty of pending, too. A lot of props in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. But largest lead, back on the train. Under 17.5, largest lead. Likewise, Giants, Rockies over. Yankees run line 105, 110. Depends where you shop against the Twins. Poole under 13. Thompson under 19. For some props tonight. And I think we're used to this Clay Thompson now. It was just a different player now with the injury. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in. Over 350 different ways to bet the NBA Finals. Check out their daily specials. Their house specials are awesome as well. Afternoon Eastern on BetRivers.com. There you go. 66 women, 17 months. They are also at one spot, plus 180, and the favorites to win the division. The Bengals went to the Super Bowl. The Ravens are a trendy pick.
The Ravens, they were that team a year ago that had so many injuries. You would expect that not to happen for two consecutive years.
Well, they were 8-3. And even with all those guys out, they lost. All the games were close, but one. Here's the schedule to start. At Carolina, Jets at home, Steelers at the Falcons. They help them out because they think, okay, their suspension's gone. But it's like, what are you doing? Goodell, what are you doing? How long is this going to take? And how many women are going to come forward now, too? We're up to 24, and who knows? Well, okay, you know what he did? I mean, and then this New York Times bombshell. Which is they verified, confirmed 66. They think it's over in the hundreds.
Yeah, yeah.
Reaching out with these massages.
Put it this way: the whole thought process of it's going to be 4 or 6 games that people have been throwing around there for a long time,
no
including
way.
In the show.
No way.
At this point, I would actually bet on a full year quicker than 4 games.
Yeah,
I think it's more likely he gets another year than 4 games. Meaning, it might not be a year, but I don't even think 4 games is a possibility at this point. based on how the NFL has operated in the past and more. And the Texans were helping him out?
Oh, this is...
I'm confused by the whole thing.
They had the NDAs ready to go? Why do you need a non-disclosure when you're getting a massage? And these girls have to sign this.
Right, so the whole...
Just go to the team. Because this is all BS. The whole time he said this is a professional massage therapy, this is what I want for the pandemic. What the lawyer said last week about endings didn't help him out at all, which Freudian slip is the... Then he's a dialogue the whole time with the prosecutor, which looks horrible and is vomit-inducing. But you're lying.
So now,
if all these women are saying you wanted... It was not about the massage. You wanted all this other
everything
stuff.
Everything else. The massage was secondary, right? And now it looks like... It appears as if he's been lying the entire time. And maybe he duped the lawyer as well. Maybe he didn't tell the lawyer everything. I'm guessing that was certainly a possibility. But this is could the Browns actually? We had that tweet from Mike Florio yesterday, who suggested they could maybe still get out of this somehow.
I don't know how you could say after you give them that record-breaking deal, we were duped. I don't know how you didn't vet the thing.
No,
you
they
lied
didn't.
Too.
Horrible job by everybody.
They didn't
involved.
Reach out and ask any of these women.
None of them.
If you're going to give someone $200 million, you might as well talk to a couple of them.
Yeah. And that's why I said yesterday, I think NFL teams across the board are so mad at the contract. They're like, take Baker Mayfield off your hands? No, thanks. We're not. Why would we help you out, what you just did?
Well, that too, right?
You gave the guy $230 million guaranteed coming off of this?
There were just two women that HBO Sports talked to.
That was
it. If you watch that, they're crying on it.
Mm-hmm.
One lady quit the business. Yeah. Come on. Come on, Goodell. What are you doing?
Yeah, this yeah.
Oh.
They got to have an announcement sometime soon. And by the way, actually, if they don't, that tells me it's going to be even longer because they want to make sure that they have it all buttoned up. And then it's not, there's no way it's going to be four games then.
Well, they keep, Florio and other people keep reaching out and they don't respond. Put them on paid leave, put them on the exempt list. They did that with Adrian Peterson with beating his kid stuff.
With the switch, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yep.
It's a joke. What are you doing? It's embarrassing.
I put it this way.
I couldn't wait to suspend Ridley. He's betting some parlays.
Yeah, right.
He's out for the whole year.
That was the next day.
It's 66 women.
Yep.
He's an animal. Come on. He's a pervert.
I did notice some people on Twitter suggesting to bet Carolina in week one before that number disappears. I don't disagree with that. I think they were grabbing, three and a half?
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that the numbers that I bet are going to be available for much longer. To win 10 games, no, plus 115 for the playoffs, plus 130 on the no.
I can't believe the number.
In a loaded division.
Did you see the other girl who said, I didn't want to do this because he knew his girlfriend? What's the girlfriend doing? The girlfriend.
She had no idea the whole time?
Oh, my God. It's like his first public appearance was, I don't know, a year ago or 2 years. He was at his girlfriend's birthday party. It's like, what? She stuck with him?
Yeah.
That's why. This is just bizarre.
Impossible that she didn't know about it.
Oh, come on.
Right?
But the masseuse was saying, I didn't want to do this because I know his girlfriend, and then I kind of knew about what he was all about, too, with these massages.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's been ongoing for 16 months.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no solution yet.
Yeah, over and over again, booking these girls.
Put it this way. I will be absolutely floored if the NFL comes out with a decision in the next month and they say it's four games.
You can't. No, you can't.
I will be.
Well, remember Ray Rice. Remember, they saw the tape. They lied. They saw the tape. Two games. He knocked her out.
And they saw it. They saw that on video and said, nah, not that big of a deal.
But if you touch a football, if you take a little bit of air out of a football.
Right.
Oh, my God. And that went on for a year and a half.
It did. See, I think the NFL learned from that. And if this was circa 2015, they might give Watson four games. I cannot imagine that. Honestly, I'm really not surprised or shocked by anything anymore. That would blow me away. Four games, it gets worse and it multiplies with how bad it gets every single day.
You got to jump in on those futures. You have to jump in.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's now or never.
Yep.
In my opinion. All right, back tomorrow. Here's Snoop. There you go. Leave on a high note.
The life of Snoop Dogg was overwhelming at times, but, I pray that everything is beautiful and everybody in life can learn to get along and to be better with or without each other.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf-Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.